Good morning, I'm Anita Jackson and you're listening to Buckets Radio Local News. This week, as part of the Australian Museum's Frog ID installation, Midcoast residents are being asked to record frog calls in the local region. This is the third year this science project has run, and it is now more important than ever after last year's droughts. Frog ID aims to create awareness about threatened frog species and monitor their populations across Australia. The free Frog ID app is available to download off Google Play. The new amenity block at Pebbly Beach, Foster, has been completed and now opened. The much-needed upgrades funded by the state government and Midcoast Council are much appreciated for the coming summer months. The New South Wales Government Small Business Month was celebrated in the Midcoast region with 100 local businesses being nominated to win a happy hamper by pleased customers. Over 160 customers put forward nominations for businesses to thank them for their services. It's National Recycling Week the coming days, and to create awareness of the do's and don'ts of recycling, Midcoast Council is offering prizes to learn about your recycling habit. Midcoast Council is conducting a short survey. By completing this survey, you will automatically go in the draw to win one of five $100 gift vouchers. Due to popular demand, Midcoast Council libraries are bringing back their workshops relating to good gut health. This event provides fun activities and information on changes to make for your personal health, as well as workshops on how to make sourdough, sauerkraut, and beetroot kvass. All workshops are free and conducted via Zoom, with bookings available on Midcoast Council's website. I'm Anita Jackson, and you're listening to Buckets Radio Local News. Have a great day.